Aotea, an elderly Pākehā man has been issued with a trespass notice by police after unlawfully entering Hana Rāwhiti Maipi Clark's home. And this goes directly to the point of, well, it's clear. The incident was politically motivated. Here to talk to us about this, Te Pāti Māori President John Tamihere. Me tuku mihi ki a koe, JT, thanks very much for joining us. A couple of issues there. Great that he was caught. Secondly, it is politically motivated, and we're seeing more and more of that around the country. But you must be pleased that something has been done at least.
No, I'm not pleased. If it was Māori breaking into a young Pākehā woman's house, and she was a candidate being targeted for her political beliefs, he would be in the lockup, right? He wouldn't just have a trespass notice. This bloke intentionally was unlawfully on her property, and he entered it, okay? Now, in our world, in our Māori world, we get charged, we get taken before the courts, and we get a criminal record. Well, this guy, because he's well known in the Huntly community in regard to his politics and being up there, he gets away with it because he's an entitled, privileged Pākehā man. And then the cops in Huntly are part of the game. Now, they really have to start to assert one law for all. Hana is extraordinarily important for our political movement, not just because of her whakapapa with her aunties and the lineage that she had brings from Ngāpuhi with the Wiremu Katani line and then from her own Waikato Tainu and Taranaki lines, but she's important because our young people must see politics as a safe and inviting place to be. And when they get targeted, where their home's been invaded and the like, and the consistent targeting of her signs, her hoardings, and this guy just intentionally kept going after her. Now this, and anywhere else, you know, what happens is we have to stop vigilantes going around there. Because if the police aren't going to assert the rule of law, there is no law. You have to stop that nonsense because we're sick and tired of being four times more likely to be multiply charged and seven times more likely to be locked up solely because of our ethnicity. So there's a whole lot of in play around what's happening with this mokopuna. Now, she needs a safe environment to campaign. And she's saying, hey, here's the other, she's only 4% behind. So this kid's running an outstanding campaign. Mm.
The other issue is, from, you know, a mama's perspective, is that she's a young and she's female, apart from the fact that she is campaigning, absolutely, and it does look like and it appears to be politically motivated. But a man trespass or invading the home of a young wahine, that puts into play a whole different perspective outside of just political motivation. A young wahine and an older male. I mean, surely the police can see that on a totally different level other than just political. As a mummy, I would see that as reprehensible.
Well, look, it has all those connotations, but if the boot was on the other foot, all of those connotations would be playing out publicly now, right? It was a brown bloke, right, having to go to Pākehā girl, a baby, a mokopuna. That would be all playing out. All of what you've just said would play out today. The guy gets slap on the hand, a trespass notice, don't do it again. If it was a Māori, he'd be in the lockup in Hamilton right now. No doubt about it.
And so on that political front, known National Party supporter, surely something needs to be done by the National Party leader to say this is just not good enough. You know, they need to come out more strongly on this.
Well, they've just issued a press release denying that he's a member of the party.
Hmm.
He hosts National Party hoardings. Okay, so clearly, if he's not a member and he doesn't like them, why would he do that? That's point one. Point two, it's a small village, Huntly West. Huntly East is on the Taniwharau side, and Huntly West used to be called, you won't know this, but Huntly United was a rugby league club, and it was called Huntly Pākehā, because that's where the Pākehās used to play league. And Huntly, so on the west side, a larger population of the Pākehā people, that's where he lives. Now, they know this because they live in the same hood. And they know that he is a supporter of Van Molen, who's running for the National Party in Waikato. So if the community knows that, National should own it and not reject the notion that they don't know him, but actually call it out as just a wrong conduct, just terrible conduct, right? But if you're not going to have National Party people do that, well, what does that say? That says the targeting of race in this campaign by ACT, National and New Zealand First, is what part of the game is all about, and they just double down on it.
And so what else can be done in terms of ensuring that there is tougher penalties meted out to this bloke for invading her space? Surely it can be contested.
Oh, we'll be definitely contesting it, right? And it won't be anyone from the Huntly Police Station involved in it. It'll have to be an external review, which is what we're going to ask for. And then we'll just work it through. See, this thing we won't leave alone because it's a very important issue of participation in a clean democratic process without fear, without favour, and without intimidation. You must be able to express your truth without somebody else intimidating you, standing over you, invading your house. And especially when it's a mokopuna. If you come near me, they wouldn't come near me because there are consequences for invading my whānau's property. So I'm just saying, this kid was left a bit out there. Lucky whānau have got a 24-hour watch on that house. Lucky she's had to put CCTV cameras up and everything else. And we've got all this evidence clearly online. And I'm there talking facts. I'm not talking allegations. These are facts I'm putting to you, right? Now, we're not naming the perpetrator, but guess what? When if he was a Māori and he was charged, I guarantee you he wouldn't get name suppression, and I guarantee you you'd know him this morning if he was a Māori.
Mm. Absolutely. Look, on that point, but the National Party are kicking back on these types of attacks, saying, you know, you're not the only one that's been attacked here, and now they've used the gangs, saying that they've also intimidated their candidates as well.
Where's the evidence? See, we can all jump on the Me Too movement, right? Like, everyone wants to be, whatever happened to you, bad, Me Too, Me Too. The point is, they have no evidence. See, these are pithy, pointless, without evidence allegations. Because we've got it on CCTV camera. We've got it so far that the cops even went around to his house and issued a trespass notice. These are facts. Where are the gangs? Who are the gangs? Who did this? When did they do it? How many of them? How did you track them? How do you know they're gangs? None of that was asked of the national candidate Manurewa, right? None of it. So when Pākehā groups allege things against us, it's an allegation and they don't need evidence. When we do anything, I make sure that we've got all the evidence in place before we make any statement, and we have it, right?
Yeah, that's because you have to have the evidence because that evidence is going to be demanded of you. It's not so much demanded of National.
But never is. No, because the pallor that hangs over every Māori is they're not to be trusted. All right, they're unworthy. And so you've got to really keep an eye on them. And therefore, we've got to examine them more than we would if they're non-Māori. This is the real world that we live in, and it's just getting a bit too rich now, and I'm glad that we're starting to open up this unspoken of conduct that happens day in and day out, up and down this country, in the way in which our people are treated. And you know what? A number of our people have normalised it, mm-hmm. that this is the way we should be treated. It is not. We want equality of treatment before the law.
Absolutely. Look, you mentioned the 4% in the polls. It's not over till it's over, but quietly optimistic.
Oh, there's a move on in the Māori seats to Te Pāti Māori. There's no doubt about that. I haven't seen the energy and the turnouts on our car cores, our flag waving, our people are rising, and the party's giving them a belief in themselves. We're looking at a remarkable result come the 14th of October, because, look, there's only one party that is 100% Māori-owned, 100% Māori-governed, and will speak our truth and call out all the rest. You won't hear that from the Labor Party, Green Party, ACT Party, all the rest of it. There's only one party that's calling out these sorts of things solely because they can't stand hearing our truth, right? They can't stand hearing our truth. But anyway, that's another story. So two tips to Party Māori.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning. JT, all the very best to you, but all the very best to our moko, Hannah Maipi Clark. All the very best to her, and, you know, our thoughts are with her. And she's doing a great job, isn't she? You know, she's doing a magnificent job. The other thing, I just want to make a comment here, that the way in which she's been interviewed by some of our Māori media, when she gets into Parliament, that manner or what she brings, that decorum and integrity will actually, in her reanga, her generation, will change the culture, the bullying nature that is implicit within Parliament. And we see that by the manner in which she conducts herself during these interviews.
Yeah, well, the beauty about her and her generation, this is my mokopuna's generation, is that they bring a fresh vibrancy and a true understanding of their own wairuatanga, their own world view. And it is not stilted, it is not corrupted by anything else other than a clear view of the world in Māori eyes and in Māori tikanga terms. That freedom, that liberation she expresses is refreshing, not just refreshing, but that's the new generation. My generation got beat up, our generation got beat up and didn't believe enough in ourselves. This one, they believe in themselves, but not in a whakahihi way. They do it in a more embracing manakatanga way. And so this kid, when she responds to questions, she speaks from the heart. Now, she hasn't been corrupted by having to look over her shoulder and say, I can't say this because I've got a Pākehā standing over me in my caucus, or I've got another interest group standing over me. When we just talk on behalf of our own people and our own whānau, we cover everything. Whānau covers everything. No one left behind. So I think the kid, I've got to stop bloody calling her that. That's what my kids are telling me. But anyway, the young, you know, she's just young, vibrant. It's a breath of fresh air, and she needs to be protected, not attacked.
Thank you so very much for joining me this morning here on Reo Irirangi o Wāti. Tēnā koe. And I don't mean to be flippant, but.